I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with J. Martin Troost, and Martin's written three travel memoirs about traveling through the South Pacific. His latest is Headhunters on My Doorstep, inspired by Robert Louis Stevenson's voyage 100 years ago. Is there like Wi-Fi and modern media on these islands? Are you really separate out?
In Kiribati, not so much. For my last visit, there were two places that I found where you can get a connection. On the outer islands, there's nothing. There's no electricity, no running water, certainly no Wi-Fi connection. In Vanuatu, in Port Vila, yes, you can connect, though it was very expensive when I was there last. And I suspect that in at least a couple of the islands, you might be able to get Wi-Fi.
Okay, a beautiful day of sightseeing. Take me out to a good dinner tonight. What would I eat?
Yeah, well, then things get a little grim, I'm afraid. you're not going to have a great culinary adventure in Kiribati. But what I would do, though, is every day on the side of the street, you're going to find people selling their fish.
Okay.
Now, go with someone who knows their fish, and you can just get a fresh tuna, say, 2 feet long. It only costs you a dollar or two. And there you've got a nice, plate of sashimi and sushi, and that's probably your best bet for food. And then they do things like with breadfruit, which is fried breadfruit is actually quite nice. Your body will expel a lot of salts because of the heat. So it's nice to take that back in as well.
Sounds like a world apart there.
It is. So it's a very simple diet there.